stories about Jesus are kind of interesting, and we think that they are the sort of thing that only only Bible people want to know about. And we say, well, now, we're metaphysicians, and so we're not really Jesus people. We don't really talk about Jesus. Well, true. We're metaphysicians. We talk about principle, and we talk about big, important things like that. But what do children want to hear about? Well, children want to hear the simple truths that are understandable and that they can apply every day in their life. And you might say the daddies and mommies want to hear that too. I was teaching a Sunday school class a while back, and as I was teaching this class, the children were arguing when I came in the room, and they said, there ain't no Jesus. There ain't no Jesus. That's just a story that people have to make us behave. And as I walked in the room, they saw me and they said, hey, teacher, is there a Jesus? And I said, there's anything that you ever want. If you want a sky, the sky is there. If you want the birds are there. If you want your daddy is there. Your mommy is there. Your sisters and brothers, whoever you want. And if you want a Jesus, Jesus is there. Jesus is a representation of the divine in you. Jesus is the symbol of everything good in you. And every time you think a good thought, that's Jesus talking in you. That's God talking in you. That's love talking in you. They're all the same. They're all one. That's you talking in you. And whenever you say, there's no Jesus, then perhaps what you're trying to say is that there's no happiness in you. There's no joy in you. There's no love in you. And that's not true, is it? There's lots of love in you, and there's lots of joy in you, and there's lots of goodness in you, and there's lots of Jesus in you. My goodness, goodness, goodness. There's lots of Jesus in you. But Jesus, he died on the cross for us, and he did all these other things. And Jesus, yes, that's true. Those are experiences that the Bible tells us about. But he didn't die on the cross for us, as he said. He said, I must go so the Comforter can come. And the Comforter is the awareness of God in you. And did Jesus really die, or did he resurrect? Is he always in our hearts? Is he always there saying, I love you? Is he always saying, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven? Did Jesus always show the way to our divine self and say, have no fear, I'm here. I'm always here. I'm always here loving you, blessing you. Just like mommy and daddy, I'm always here. Even though I may not be here, I may be somewhere away, but I'm always loving and blessing you. And you know, mommies and daddies die too. And sometimes that's kind of tough, just like when Jesus died and his disciples said, oh, what shall we do now? And the voice of Jesus spoke unto them and said, live what you have learned. And when our mommy and daddy, or daddy, one or the other, dies, or both sometimes, and we're left alone, and we say, what shall I do? And like the voice within us, it says, do what you've learned to do. Do what you know is right, do what you know is good, and be yourself and have fun. That's all. That's what the voice of Jesus tells us. That's what the voice of God tells us, right from deep within our heart, right from the very center of our being. And that voice, that God, that self that we are, is always there. You can always say, I am God, God I am. You can always say, I am Jesus. Jesus, I am, if you like. I am mommy. Mommy, I am. Daddy. Daddy, I am. But most important is to say, I am me. Me, I am. I like me. I like me. I like me. And this is what the Christ teaches in each and one of us, to say, I like me. This is what Jesus taught, to say, I like me. This is what mommies and daddies teach. I say, I like me. Have a wonderful day thinking about I like me, because that's the way it works, isn't it? I love you. I love you. I love you.